Ring the bell. We could ring the bell to start the meeting. That's what we ought to do. We're over there. It'd be like the gong show. I'll do that sometime.
Okay, call to order Board of Works for October 22nd. Need approval of the October 9th minutes.
So moved.
Sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, Parks Department.
We sent out our letters for our light pole contest for Christmas. We'll have those up before, I think, the Christmas stroll, which is the 16th. We've also met with RQAW.
Yes.
And they are doing the project out at the enclosed shelter house. They are working on the plans right now. We hope to get preview of those pretty soon. They have to be turned into DNR for their approval, and then we're looking at bids being placed probably at the end of December, around that time. Hopefully spring will be good, because we have until June 30th to complete the project, but once we get those approval back from DNR, then we can look and see how much money we have and what can be done. Hopefully we can do it all, but now that goes with construction.
Just for, remember on those bids that typically, we just do one meeting in December, so.
Yeah.
So we'll have to do that, or it'll be next year. So, okay, thanks, Steve. Police Department.
Dusty Linking, Vincent's Police Department. We have a lot of training scheduled here over the next month or so to kind of wrap up our year's worth of training, one of which will be the night simulation shoots, which is where we use the it's a paintball type material that we shoot from a regular gun, so we're looking forward to that. It's always good training, and we're going to incorporate some vehicles in that, so it's going to be good training this year. Next, we wanted to put out the official trick-or-treat hours for 2018. Officially here. The suggested trick-or-treat hours are as follows: Tuesday, October 30th, 2018 from 5:30 to 9, Wednesday, October 31st from 5:30 to 9. Again, these official hours are just a guideline, not a law or rule. The hours are simply to give citizens some idea of when to expect trick-or-treaters in their neighborhoods and some reasonable times for those participating to patronize those houses who are welcoming visitors. We ask those citizens welcoming trick-or-treaters to indicate so by illuminating an outside light during the above times. We ask those persons celebrating to respect those that are not participating as well by not visiting those residents without their lights on. So, looking forward to the Halloween season this year.
Okay.
That's all I got.
All right. Thanks, Dusty.
Thanks, Dusty. Bryce and John are both gone, so... No old business, we'll move to new business. First up is Downtown Christmas Parade. We have Jamie Neal with us.
Hello, Jamie Neal with the Chamber. Downtown Parade, same as we've done in the past, backwards on Main Street, all the way down to 10.
And just like you, Jamie, short and sweet. Right?
There you go, yeah.
I can say that. Move to accept as presented.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Next is swearing in of new firefighters.
Swirl?
Yes, there's two of them.
Hello, St. Pete staff, fire chief. It is my great honor, my sacred name, to come up. We'll be swearing in, ask the mayor to swear in too, which will bring us back to the full staff. First is Scott Michael Hollensteiner, union number 302. Scott is from Quincy, Illinois. He and his wife have wanted to make incense their lifelong home where they want to raise their family. Scott has been a firefighter in the military for 12 years.
Wow.
And he is married with his wife here. I'm sure he will be a great addition to our department. Next one up is Zachary Ryan Birdsong, unit number will be 303. Zachary currently resides in Sullivan County, works for the Sullivan County Sheriff's Department. He has been a firefighter with Sugar Creek Fire Department and West Terre Haute, and currently serves as a jailer for the Sullivan County Sheriff's Department. Again, his life on green, Master Bane, has been to be a firefighter also. So, Mr. Mayor, if you please.
Next is the KCDC contract renewal. This is just the renewal for next year. It's our $48,000 that we give to KCDC, $4,000 per month.
And this comes out of added dollars.
It's already been budgeted. And
right. I'll move that we accept the proposed KCDC contract renewal as recommended by Mayor Yoder.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Fourth and Main. Do I need to just declare that surplus or?
Declare surplus and the average of the two appraisals and advertise, set
it up. Okay. Just for information, we have two individuals that are interested in that property.
We're talking about the lot.
Yeah, the lot.
Fourth and Main. Surplus. Okay. Right. Okay.
And we've got appraisals. Do I give that amount? Mm-hmm. Two appraisals that come to $12,500.
$12,500.
Yeah, that's what both appraisals.
That's a steal.
I would imagine we've got.
Sold.
Any other bids?
So we just
the other bids, 13 or 13.
No, we just need.
So, Mr. Mayor, I'm
okay to declare surplus and advertise for to take. Do we take bids or?
Take bids and set no more than 60 days, and then
Right. So I'm going to move that we make the lot at 4th and Main as described by City Council, City Attorney, as surplus with the listed appraised price of $12,500 and the bids taken as he described.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Next is New Year's Eve watermelon drop from Mark Hill.
That'd be me. Guess what chat's
here. Stay right there.
Oh, you sure? No,
I got it. I just feel it.
I'm trying to drag this meeting in.
Mark Hill, National Watermelon Committee member. As some of you know, the leadership of the watermelon annual watermelon drop, now in its 11th year, has changed. Will McCormick has taken over the leadership of that group,
but could not be here this evening, so he asked that I ask for city permission to proceed with that event as we have in the past. We'll also work with National Park Service, obviously, to secure Patrick Henry Square in that area. They will construct a tent over there on one of the drives, and also we'll make use of the city stage, I believe, I'm sure, and then also a dumpster that will park down on the other side of Burkhart. We'll also need to block First Street coming down towards that. I mean, Chief, you're okay with that. And I'm putting somebody else other than me in charge of weather because it was freaking cold last night. So that's my request.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve the Plan A street closings on December the 28th at 7 a.m.
December 28th. That's what
he says. That's what it says. Well, for the tent.
For the tent. Construct the tent on the 28th.
Oh, just construct the tent, but okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we're not going to
do that. No, for the street
closings. I just want to drop it on New Year's Eve still. That's okay.
The trash truck to be set at Main Street and First Street in Culberson, and the stage set up. So it's my motion.
I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, John.
Okay. I just need to mention one thing real quick. When we set our holidays for 2018, we listed November 9th for Veterans Day when it should actually be the 12th. So instead of city offices being closed the 9th, we need to close on the 12th. And I don't know if I need to make a motion for that, Mr. Rolligan, or does it matter?
This is November the 12th?
Yes.
Okay.
Which then pushes our next Board of Works meeting to the 13th.
Okay.
So, the city will recognize November the 12th for Veterans Day, which is a Monday, so we'll move our Board of Works and Council meeting to the 13th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Nothing else? Just in a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.